This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Top Chinese legislator Zhang Dejiang has met with visiting Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Beijing. Zhang Dejiang has used the meeting to call for more exchanges between the two sides, which is also something echoed by Erdogan. Erdogan also sitting down for meetings with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang following his arrival on Wednesday. He's also due to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Erdogan's time in China also expected to see him oversee the signing of numerous economic agreements. State Council, China's cabinet, has given the green light to the creation of a renewable energy zone in the city of Zhangjiakou, which is part of the Beijing bid for the 2022 Winter Olympics. The city in Hebei is naturally windy and sunny. Under the plan, Zhangjiakou will be home to a low-carbon Olympic area, which will be run completely on renewable energy. State Council suggesting the creation of the zone will also improve the environment in the Beijing-Tianjin-Hebei region. The International Olympic Committee scheduled to formally vote on Friday whether Beijing or Almaty, Kazakhstan will host the 2022 Winter Games. It's been announced Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi poised to make a trip to Singapore and Malaysia from August 2nd to the 7th. He's scheduled to attend a series of meetings with regional foreign ministers in Malaysia. From there, he's scheduled to spend a couple of days in Singapore. A live fire exercise has taken place as part of the Chinese Navy's current drills in the South China Sea. More than 100 vessels, dozens of aircraft, and missile launch battalions have taken part, firing off dozens of missiles and torpedoes. Navy says the drills themselves meant to try to increase its troops' combat readiness. Chinese Navy has been taking steps to try to reassure the international community that its drills are not a threat, noting the drills which they conduct are on an annualized basis. This year's drills taking place off the east coast of Hainan. Hong Kong-based Cathay Pacific has been hit with a fine by a court in New Zealand for allowing a passenger on the no-fly list to board the flight to the country. Cathay Pacific has been fined around $4,300 for failing to get approval to allow the passenger to fly into New Zealand. Passenger himself managed to get on the Cathay Pacific flight after originally being denied boarding on a previous flight from Bangkok. Second time Cathay Pacific has been fined for breaking New Zealand's immigration laws. The Afghan government has issued a new statement saying it's assessing a report on the death of Taliban leader Mullah Omar. Reports have been circulating suggesting Omar is dead. An unidentified Afghan government source suggesting Omar may have died 2 or 3 years ago. The Afghan Taliban denying the report, suggesting it's baseless. Mullah Omar hasn't been seen since the collapse of his regime by the U.S.-led military invasion in late 2001. Reports have been suggesting Omar died in Pakistan of an unspecified illness some 2 years ago. Mullah Omar credited with helping found the Taliban movement during the chaos of the Afghan civil war. Somali intelligence suggesting a German citizen of Somali origin behind Sunday's terrorist attack in Mogadishu, which left 15 dead and dozens of others injured. A suicide blast taking place outside a luxury hotel, which accommodates several embassies, including China's. The attack leaving a security worker at the Chinese embassy dead and 3 embassy staffers injured. Chinese embassy also partially damaged in the explosion. There's no indication the Chinese embassy was specifically targeted. India's Supreme Court has rejected Muslim terrorist Yaqub Memon's last-ditch plea to stay his execution, which is scheduled for Thursday. Memon filing a new plea for mercy on Wednesday. 53-year-old was sentenced to death for his role in the 1993 Mumbai bombings, which left nearly 260 people dead. Memon is the only one of 10 people convicted in the massacre who's been sentenced to death. The rest have had their death sentences commuted to life in prison. Indian President Pranab Mukherjee rejecting his original plea for clemency last year. Memon has maintained his innocence throughout, maintaining that it was his brother and a mafia don who planned the attacks. Both of those men have never been caught. French authorities have confirmed another person has been killed while trying to cross into Britain from France using the Channel Tunnel. This brings the number of migrants who've been killed in the tunnel to 9 since June. The latest victim, a Sudanese man, died near the French end of the tunnel after being hit by a lorry. It's being reported around 1,500 migrants attempted to get into the tunnel on Tuesday. They've been trying to board trucks and trains heading into Britain in the hope of finding a better life in that country. Microsoft has begun rolling out its new Windows 10 operating system. Windows 10, the follow-up to Windows 8, it's unclear why Microsoft skipped Windows 9. The company says the new OS has retained, fused, and improved upon the best features of Windows 7 and 8. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.